Welcome to I Am, the podcast for the curious and the open-minded who want to unlock the truths behind the mysteries of life and in themselves, with your host, Celia. In each episode, we will dive into topics like the world of spirituality, the supernatural, paranormal, and much more. We will challenge our assumptions, question our beliefs, and seek the real truth. This is I Am.
Hey, beautiful people. In today's episode, we're gonna talk about manifestation and how to manifest. What is really manifestation? Manifestation is the process that involves bringing something into your life through attraction and belief. If you think it, it will come. Manifestation is the process of turning dreams, goals, and aspirations into reality by the power of thoughts and beliefs and focused intentions. It involves using positive thinking and the law of attractions to bring what you desire into your life. Here is a simplified guide on how to manifest and how it works. First of all, you need to set clear intentions. Be precise about what you want to achieve. Write down your goals and desires to clarify your intentions. Maybe in a spiritual journal or make one just for manifesting. When you write down what you want or what you wish, it is extremely important that you write, I have, I am. Write it in a way that you already have it and that it already did happen. The next step is to believe in your ability to manifest. Have faith in the process and believe that you can achieve what you're aiming for. This belief is crucial to align your energy with your goals. But it is also very important to feel how you would like to feel, or as close as possible to the feeling that you already know. One example is if a new house makes you feel very happy, then you need to align your energy and try to find that feeling. You can think about a memory that makes you happy so you feel that way. That is important to be able to do that, because then you will manifest faster and better. And it is also important that what you are trying to manifest is actually something that you really desire. And then I mean really desire deep down in you, not just something you want for no reason. The next step is to try to visualize your goals. Spend time each day, try to picturing what you would feel like if you achieved your goals. Visualization is a powerful tool in manifestation. If you want a new house, then close your eyes, feel how you would feel if you had that new house. Try to visualize how the house looks and in every details, and try to picture yourself inside the house while you hold the feeling of happiness, if that is what you would feel like. And repeat this process over some days. And use positive affirmations. Repeat affirmations that reinforce your ability to manifest your desires. For example, I am attracting wealth and abundance into my life. This helps to manifest and to change your reality. The next step is to take action. Manifestation is not only about wishing. It's about taking concrete steps towards your goal. So sit down and reflect and try to identify actions that will bring you closer to your desired outcome. If we look at the house example again, then you could look at houses for sale. You can find your dream house online. You can go and look at the house that you desire. By doing that, it is more likely that your manifestation will actually work. Then after this, you need to practice gratitude. Be thankful for everything that you already have and what the universe are bringing to you. Gratitude can shift your mindset into a more positive state, and that aids in the manifestation itself. Also, trust in the universe and trust that all that is meant for you will find you and come your way. Then the next step is that you need to be open to receive. By that I mean be receptive to opportunities and changes in your life that may lead to your goals. Sometimes the path to a manifestation can take unexpected turns, and that is why it is important to have an open mind, not to be narrow-minded, and try not to focus on only one specific outcome. It is very important to not be focused on the outcome or when it's going to happen. If you think about when, where, and what, and so on, you will stop the manifestation and it will not work. When you are in the process of manifest something into your life, then do the process, then put it behind you and don't think about it and move forward. And remember, not everything is for you and not always the best for you. The universe is working in unique ways and it only wants the best for you. It wants that you can be the best version of yourself and live the best life that is possible for you. So not everything you want is good for you. You can think it's good for you, but when you get it, it's actually not good for you. So keep that in mind, and this can be a reason why what you are trying to manifest do not come into your life or do not work. But then accept it and trust in the process and trust that the universe knows the best and that the best for you will come. The next you need to do is to keep staying positive, maintain a positive outlook, and keep your energy positive, because positivity attracts positivity. Some manifestations that are big or make very big changes into your life, time for all the pieces to get together so it is possible for it to happen, and takes time. And for those type of manifestations are not done overnight, so be patient. Tips for faster and easier manifestations. Manifestation can be a powerful tool for creating positive changes in your life, and here are some tips to help you manifest more efficiently. The first tip is, know what you really want. Living in a world filled with messages about what we need to be happy is essential to cut through the noise. Take time to figure out what's truly aligning with your highest good and brings lasting joy to your heart and soul. Connect with your intuition and define your values to understand what matters the most to you. My next tip is, be crystal clear about your desires. To manifest something quickly, you must have a precise vision of what you want. So write down your desires and visualize them vividly. When you are writing it down, write all the details. The more detailed it is, the better it is. One example here is, let's say you are trying to manifest your soulmate, but you do not write every single detail that is actually important. Then if you manifest that into your life, then your soulmate will lack important things and it can end bad. So really sit down and think before you manifest. Have a clear picture of what you want and what you need. Clarity helps aligning your energy with your goals. My next tip is that you clear and remove blocks you may have. Examine any limiting beliefs you may have about your desire are possible for you. Work on shifting your belief system to support your manifestations. Remember that you are worthy of receiving what you desire. So believe in yourself. Believe that you are worthy to get everything that you want into your life. Do not let any beliefs stop you, and don't let things that other people tell you stop you. So the best thing is to practice affirmations so you can reinforce your beliefs and to change your belief system even faster, so it actually aligns with your manifestations. My next tip is try to shift your energy. Your energy affects your ability to manifest, so cultivate positive thoughts and emotions. Practice gratitude and focus on abundance rather than lack. Do not think about what you don't have. Be grateful for what you already have. When you emit positive energy, you attract positive experiences. And this rule also counts when it comes to manifesting. And practice to get control over your energy so you can raise it or change it to a certain emotion or feeling when you want to change it. Another tip is to create physical space, and by that I mean clear your environment of all the items and stuff you no longer need, and clean around you to get rid of all the negative energy. You are doing this to make room for your new desires, and so the new manifestations have space to come into your life. A clean and organized environment allows energy to flow freely, so that is very important to do. And my last tip is be ready to receive. Sometimes we can think we are ready to manifest something, but there might be inner work that's needed before you are actually ready. So do that and be open and prepared to receive what you are asking for. Trust that the universe timing and process will actively align with yourself and your desires. Remember, manifestation is a journey, and practice and patience is key. And by incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can create a fertile ground for your desires to flourish.
Did you enjoy the I Am podcast? Subscribe, share, and leave a review to help us grow. Questions or suggestions? Contact us on Instagram at iam.pod.cast or by email iam.podcast@outlook.com. This episode was hosted by Celia. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.